Ottawa, Freedom Convoy organizers Tamara Litch and Chris Barber have been found guilty of mischief for their roles in the 2022 mass protest in Ottawa. Litch and Barber were key figures and organizers in the protest that saw hundreds of vehicles and thousands of people occupy downtown Ottawa and insist they would stay until COVID-19 public health mandates were eliminated. In finding the two guilty of mischief, Ontario Court Justice Heather Perkins McVeigh said the evidence shows that the two routinely encouraged people to join or remain at the protest, despite knowing the adverse effect it was having on downtown residents and businesses. The defense argued that Litch and Barber called for a peaceful protest and blamed any disorder on police and city officials. While reading her decision, Perkins McVeigh repeatedly quoted Barber's TikTok videos, which he used to communicate with the protesters, as evidence the duo encouraged people to take part in the protest despite the known harms to residents and businesses. In one of these videos, Barber talked about an empty intersection being lonely, and said that someone should fix it. He also said that if protesters' trucks were removed by authorities, they would be replaced. My goodness, I had to watch all these TikToks because words themselves don't really do them justice, Perkins McVeigh told the court. You need to see the sarcastic tone or hear it. You need to watch those TikToks, and I did. Perkins McVeigh went on to talk about how Barber enjoyed a sort of celebrity status in videos depicting his walks around the convoy, and Litch was seen as the leader. She said that when either Litch or Barber said something, it carried meaning with the protesters. Perkins McVeigh found Litch and Barber not guilty of intimidation and counseling someone to commit intimidation. Perkins McVeigh said intimidation carries a sense of menace or violence. She said the evidence does not support that charge because Litch and Barber repeatedly called for protesters to remain peaceful. Barber and his lawyer, Diane Magas, left the courthouse without comment Thursday afternoon. Lawrence Greenspan, Litch's lawyer, said it was a better afternoon than morning, referring to the lone guilty verdict for his client coming before a lunch break. Was it Meatloaf who said 2 out of 3? Well, 5 out of 6 ain't bad, Greenspan quipped. He added that he can't comment on the mischief verdict or other matters that are still before the court. Litch and Barber were also found not guilty of obstructing police and counseling someone to obstruct police. Both were arrested without incident ahead of a mass police enforcement operation that began on February 18, 2022, to end the protest entirely. Barber was found guilty of counseling others to disobey a court order for telling people to ignore an injunction issued by a judge directing convoy participants to stop honking their truck horns in downtown Ottawa. Litch was not charged with that offense. Another charge of counseling others to commit mischief was stayed at the request of the Crown because it was no longer necessary due to the mischief conviction. Justice Perkins McVeigh had enough evidence to render a guilty verdict. Perkins McVeigh read an abbreviated version of the 105-page verdict in an Ottawa courtroom Thursday over the course of approximately 4 hours. Litch and Barber were greeted by supporters as they arrived at the court Thursday morning. One woman ran up to give Barber a hug, while others shouted expressions of support. Litch broke into a smile as her supporters yelled, "We love you, Tamara," as she entered the courthouse accompanied by Greenspan. Court will reconvene on April 16 to set a sentencing date. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 3, 2025. David Baxter, The Canadian Press.